Let's send it down to Tim Alcorn.
Yes, yes. Mr. Basketball.
All right, so Tim Alcorn's getting set to give us Mr. Basketball.
Announcing the 2022 Oregon County Mr. Boys Basketball is the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Mr. Tim Alcorn.
Thank you, sir. Well, good evening, everybody. And it is great to be back here in Lorain County, and it is great to see such a marvelous crowd come out and support high school basketball. Give yourselves a great big round of applause for coming out here tonight. These young men deserve all the support and all the cheers that you have given them over the years. Their high school careers certainly have been unique as far as what they have been through the past couple of years. So to come out and support them like you have tonight is truly terrific. Now, for many, many years, I served on the Lorain County Mr. Basketball Committee, and I know they take the work very, very seriously as far as who should receive this prestigious award. And there are three criteria that go into the award. Number one, obviously, is the senior year that particular basketball player had out on the floor. But there are also two other dynamics that go into the Mr. Basketball Award. One is the ability to perform in the classroom and be a good community member. So it's not just your basketball skills, but it's your work in the classroom and your work in your school community. And then the third criteria is the ability to go on and play college basketball. Now, while I no longer call a lot of games in the Lorain County area, I certainly know about this young man as I've been following him, and he is a very, very well-deserving recipient of the Mr. Basketball Award. So let me tell you about his basketball skills. This player averaged over 22 points per game, along with 8 rebounds and just under 4 assists per contest. He was his conference MVP. He was his division's player of the year. He was the district co-player of the year. And he also was all district first team. He became the 5th player in his school's history to score 1,000 points. On the academic side, he has excelled in the classroom. He is number 10 in his senior class, a member of the National Honor Society, and he sports a grade point average of over 4.1 to be exact. And he indeed is going to go on and play collegiate basketball. That is someone who is well deserving of the Mr. Basketball Award. And your 2022 winner of the Mr. Basketball Award is one Aiden Gregory of Midview High School. So, Aiden, first of all, congratulations. I've done a lot of Mr. Basketball Awards over the years, and I know the young man that wins it always talks about watching other guys before him win the award and having this as a goal. Is it something that you've kind of thought about and dreamed about?
I mean, yeah, you always want to think and dream that big. Coming into a sophomore year, getting to play varsity, I didn't think so. But watching guys like Johnny and then Day Day before me, it's just cool to get it, and I just want to thank my grandparents. Unfortunately, they can't be here with us, but they've been my inspiration the whole year, and that's why I dedicated it to.
What's been the key to your success as you've watched your game get better and better, Aiden? What has been the key to your success?
I just think it's just hard work and the people that are before me. My coach, Coach Bravinick, my parents, just teaching me how to work hard and be dedicated. I think that's the most important thing.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aiden Gregory, your 2022 Mr. Basketball Award winner.
Well, congratulations to Aiden Gregory as he is named Mr. Basketball 2022. And Jared Kozar, very well deserved, this young man from Midview High School. We've had the opportunity to watch him, and you know, to me, far and away at SWC this year, you know, he was just a fantastic player.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Rob. And you look at a guy that could really just, you know, turn a game around almost single-handedly. Not that he didn't get help from many teammates, but just he led the charge for Midview and Jim Brabenick's ball club in many occasions where they found themselves in a tight one. They could always rely on Aiden Gregory to come up with something that was going to change their fates. So certainly a very deserving Mr. Basketball recipient, as Tim mentioned, and, you know, just a special afternoon for that young man. And, you know, he obviously, you know, thanked his grandparents and said they're their inspiration for what he's doing out there. And they weren't able to be in attendance today, but wherever they're at, I'm sure they're very happy for their grandson.